Where'd you get those shoes? Easy. They're from DSW. Because DSW has the exact right shoes for whatever you're into right now. You know, like the sneakers that make office hours feel like happy hour. The boots that turn grocery aisles into runways. And all the styles that show off the many sides of you, from daydreamer to multitasker and everything in between. Because you do it all in really great shoes. Find a shoe for every you at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Flurries of fun await this winter in Indiana. Feel the rush of the Midwest's only refrigerated toboggan run. Ski down snow-covered slopes and marvel at frozen waterfalls on a winter hike. When it's time to unwind, from outdoor fun to indoor escapes, your perfect winter getaway starts in Indiana. Plan your trip today at inindiana.com/winter.
There's one thing that will forever change the way you sleep, and it's the softest, 100% organic cotton sheets from Boll & Branch. You'll fall asleep faster, wrapped in the most luxurious comfort. You'll never sleep hot again with sheets that feel breathable to sleep in. You'll experience the purest softness on night one and feel your sheets get even softer with every wash. Discover the difference with 15% off your first set of sheets at bollandbranch.com with code ODYSSEY. Exclusions apply. See site for details.
Oh my God.
You're waking up with Sarah and Vinny.
Oh, look at that.
Alice at 97.3.
Ba-da-ba-ba-bum. Alice at 97.3. Sarah and Vinny, Alice's morning show. Katy Perry tickets, you guys. Oh my God. All this week. 9:05 in the morning. We've got a pair for you. We have another pair at 12:05. And Jane has three pair. 405, 505, and 605. So all you need to do is get the code word, enter it in on our contest line, and you're in the running to win a pair of tickets for Katy Perry on the Lifetimes Tour, July 18th at the Chase Center, courtesy of Live Nation. Our dear friend Scott Capurro is playing a show Friday night in San Jose at Clandestine Brewing. Mm. And the tickets are available at Eventbrite. Little Scotty. If you haven't seen him for a while, check him out. He's been on fire the last couple times he's been in here. We have him next week, maybe?
Sure.
Thank you. Great. Good.
I always feel like I'm rolling the dice with Scott.
Yeah, well.
They're going to come in and kill it or come in and kill me.
That is literally what the two things. Those are the two options.
I think as long as Vinny is keeping him in his place with his weight, he's backpedaling a little more instead of attacking.
Yeah. Good job, Vinny. Good job keeping that guy under wraps.
I don't know that that's true.
What's it called? Hog tying someone when you.
I think he just wants to power bottom me, is what I think.
Oh well. Geez.
Now that you know what one is, yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Do you power bottom someone or does someone?
That's the whole point of power bottoming, Sarah, is that you're on bottom, but you're in charge. That's the whole thing.
Oh.
It's kind of like...
See, I really wasn't listening when you guys were discussing
kinda
that.
Kind of like jujitsu. Mm. There you are on your back, and
grappling.
Yet somehow that person's losing the fight.
Mm. Even though from where I'm standing, it really just looks like they're having a great time.
Just telling you, that's what that guy's thing is. He wants to power bottom me.
All right, Scotty next week.
Okay, great. Yeah, put him down for...
And by the way, I'm not interested. I'm not going to let him do that to me.
But you'll keep dangling the bait.
I don't know.
Just by being you.
You're so sexy.
You can't help it.
Look at him. Look at him.
I want somebody to want me around here, for God's sake. It might as well be Scott.
Yeah, I guess so. All right. Here's some stuff we watch. I thought that these numbers were just astounding. And it is, you know who watches TV? Kids. You know who watches movies? Kids.
Mm-hmm.
These are kid numbers. These are the most streamed. And there are things that are for adults. But honestly, what we were streaming in 2024 is so indicative of what our kids are doing these days. First of all, what we were streaming was a lot of older shows. Shows that have been around for a while. Shows that have multiple seasons. Like one of the shows here in the top 10. This was the second most streamed show. This is on Netflix and Hulu. 47 billion minutes were spent watching Grey's Anatomy. That was the second most streamed show on television, on the streaming service, anything that streams this past year. Like, how crazy is that? People watch that for, that's the second biggest show. The biggest show, and I get that I have a whole list here, but I have never seen this show. I'm aware of it because Vinny's kids, and Vinny is a huge fan of it. Bluey is the number one most streamed television show.
Let me tell you something about Bluey.
Tell me everything.
First of all, it is smart, it's funny, it's entertaining, and it is family-oriented fun, like lighthearted, as in there are no politics. You do not find yourself going, that was a dig for Trump, or that was a this, or that. You just, that show just washes over you joyfully, and there is, you, if you are someone who's like, please just give me 10 minutes of uninterrupted joy, Bluey will give that to you.
Is Bluey a cartoon?
It's
live
a cartoon,
action?
And it stars a family of Australian healers. So there's Bandit is the dad.
These are dogs.
These are dogs.
Okay. Is, what? I've never heard Australian healer.
It's, they're just like, I have an Australian shepherd. It's more hairy. These, I believe, are short-haired
healers.
Healers.
Okay.
Anyway, and I could be wrong, so please, if
as
you know, texters.
H-E-E, like these dogs are good at healing, or H-E-A, they'll save you if you cut yourself.
I've never thought about it in that way. I'm going to say it's H-double-E.
Okay.
But I can't be sure because I'm just watching the cartoon, and
right.
at no point do they, you know, say.
It's double E.
Yeah.
And these are things that your daughters and or people, children, whoever, would watch over and over.
And over.
And over and over. And over.
My older, so it's been interesting as I've watched Isla, who is my oldest daughter and she's 11, watching her grow. And I know that this happens to everybody. You might love something as a kid, like your dolls or whatever. And then you start to think, I'm too grown up for that. And you really do start to feel like, I don't want anyone to come over and see this stuff in my room. So I have to give it all away and get it out of here. And I'm watching that going, wait, you don't have to. Okay. You know what? I was a kid too.
Yep.
I remember this.
Pack it up.
I kind of stopped skateboarding because as I started getting into girls at a certain age, skateboarding was slightly seen as a toy and surfing didn't hurt as much. So that also was part of the sell. But there's just, I get it. You're young and she still loves Bluey because it just calms her. It's entertaining. There's no anxiety. There's no death. There's no, it's an easy watch for any age person.
But it's funny enough that it holds your attention. And
it holds my, I love it. But what I'm trying to say is here's a little girl who's pushing away things that are kid stuff.
Yeah.
But she loves this cartoon.
Hang on to that. Yeah.
Because it's good for her mental health.
55 billion minutes of Bluey were streamed last year on Disney Plus.
It's good times.
It's the biggest one of all the shows. The 10 most streamed shows of the year, though, are all what the industry calls library series. In other words, shows that were not original to, like Disney Plus didn't come up with Bluey, apparently, which I don't know who makes what. But that they bought that from somewhere else or licensed that from somewhere else. And that's so the top 10 most streamed shows of the year are library series, shows that streamers picked up from other sources. The biggest one of all was Bluey.
Here's a couple texts, 415. Vinny, don't forget to mention that Bluey also provides life lessons along the way for both parents and kids. Yeah, I mean, you absolutely.
You're saying it's very worthwhile.
It's totally, it's great, easy watching, and I'm not surprised that people love it.
So Bluey's number one on Disney with 55 billion minutes streamed. Grey's Anatomy is number two. That's Netflix and apparently also on Hulu, I guess. 47 billion minutes. Like Grey's Anatomy, I feel like, I don't think I've ever watched one entire episode.
I started it this past year, started watching it. A little bit.
Really?
Yeah, it's good. It's a real good show.
Well, it's a soap opera.
No, I
thought it was about like this doctor comes in, now these girls are finna fight over him, and there's
a lot more to it than that.
But, okay.
But yeah, it's a good show. I can see why people love it so much. When I started watching, I was like, oh, this is, I'm waiting for the next episode. Yes,
oh,
this is
why
good.
Do I feel like Grey's Anatomy has been on for 30 years.
It's because it basically has been. I want to say they're 27 Yeah, we'll find out.
I'm trying to fit it into where. So I was in San Diego, then Philly, then here. But I'm trying to figure out.
I want to say it was brand new when we started here.
The whole McSteamy thing was like.
And wasn't Katherine Heigl on that show? And then she spun off and tried to do her own thing.
Well,
and
she tried to do movies exclusively, and then I don't know what happened to her.
I believe she did come back. They've had 21 seasons of the show, started in 2005.
It has some kind of record thing where they've, you know, although Law & Order has to hold like the most seasons for a drama, and they have all those spinoffs too. Anyway, Grey's Anatomy is the number two most streamed show. Here's the rest of what we were. This is all the people, all the numbers, not broken down by demographic. This is what got streamed the most. What had the most minutes? Number three, which is something that Maddie turned me on to 17 years ago. Maybe more than that, even. Maddie was a Family Guy guy.
Oh, yeah.
He said, you got to watch the Family Guy. I watched the Family Guy. My kids grew up on the Family Guy, even though that's bad parenting. But I remember telling them, I'm like, nah, South Park is better than Family Guy. And they're like, Mom, you're crazy. Family Guy all the way. Family Guy was the number three most streamed show last year. That's what people are watching on television. 42 billion minutes. Bob's Burgers on Hulu, 36 billion minutes. NCIS, which is on Netflix, Hulu, and Paramount Plus, 35 billion minutes. The people who love NCIS, my dad loves NCIS. Young Sheldon, 32 billion minutes.
Wow.
The Big Bang Theory, 29, that's on Max, 29 billion minutes. Law & Order, SVU, Peacock and Hulu, 28 billion minutes. Criminal Minds. Mm. Sorry, I was reading ahead. Paramount Plus and Hulu, 28 billion minutes. And SpongeBob SquarePants on Paramount Plus, 27 billion minutes. That'll catch me. If that's on.
They're all basically comfort shows, though.
Yeah, I guess so, right? I mean, you know. Plus, the number of seasons that some of these have is just profound. Like, it's great to start a show and know that you got an hour in the afternoon, boom, you can turn that on. Or are you just done fighting over what everyone's going to watch? What are we going to watch? We can't all agree. Press play on. Yeah, I started watching Shameless. I'm two episodes in. Really good.
Yeah, I'm so happy for you. Such a good show.
As for original series, so this is like something that one of these streamers created itself. For original series, Bridgerton on Netflix was number one, which actually I felt like they had said that Squid Game had beaten that, but I wonder if because there are so many more seasons of Bridgerton and little spinoff seasons as well. That's about 21 billion minutes viewed. Kids stuff dominated when it came to movie streaming. They got the entire top 10.
There you are at home with your kids. Gotta watch something.
You know what was number one though? Which I don't know. Can you see what year The Boss Baby came out? I feel like that was when my kids were little.
We watched that 100 times though.
Oh, really?
Boss Baby.
Yeah, Boss Baby's good.
There's a weird thing that kids like to watch little kids and they just get this silly look on their face and you look at them looking at another kid and think, oh.
They relate.
It's like love almost. Like, wow, you're really into that little kid.
I guess that, well.
Boss Baby came out in 2017.
Oh.
We've watched it 1,000 times.
I
was going to
say, I actually wonder how I ever saw it then. Well, it doesn't feel like something I would have seen, but okay. Maybe I didn't. Maybe there's some other Boss Baby thing. The numbers for movies, obviously because it's one movie, you know, not each whole series where you're watching minutes and minutes and minutes and minutes. They're far lower, but The Boss Baby's at number 10. It's on Netflix and it's about 5 billion streams. Sorry, about 5 billion minutes. Disney Plus Inside Out, the original one, about 5 billion minutes streamed. Paw Patrol. I've heard you mention Paw Patrol.
Patrol's a biggie. I've watched it many times.
That's at number 8. Frozen's at number 7.
Ugh.
Encanto is at number 6. Minions. And I am not sure if they're counting all the Minions movies.
Right now you're speaking my language. I've seen all these a million times.
Well, about 6.7 billion minutes for Minions.
And by the way, I mentioned this maybe earlier this week, but you actually brought it up as it's been nominated for an Academy Award.
Flow.
And it won. Did you tell me it won a Golden Globe or something?
I thought we saw that. I don't know. I don't know much about this movie, actually. Maybe when you were looking it up, maybe you saw that.
It's on Apple TV. It stars a cat. My family watched it. They were full on meh. Like
meh
at best. They're like, there's no dialogue, no talking. It's about a cat and it's doesn't seem to be that great.
Maybe there just weren't that many contenders.
It did win.
Oh, won the Golden Globe?
It's up against Wild Robot and it's up against Inside Out 2. Those are by far better than the reaction I got to Flo.
Right.
Yeesh.
I wonder why.
I don't know.
You know, good PR? Somebody grease somebody else's palm?
Well, we know that about the Golden Globes.
We certainly do, yes.
It was done by an indie filmmaker, so they're saying it's a big deal that an indie filmmaker won that award.
All right.
Usually they don't.
Well, you got to have a story.
It'll be a crime if it wins over Inside Out 2. Inside Out 2 is the...
And you say Inside Out 2 over The Wild Robot.
I say Inside Out 2 should be up for a regular Best Movie of the Year Academy Award. It was that good.
Mm-hmm. I'll watch that with my sister today. That'd be nice.
It's for young ladies. You'll have that...
Well, I'm sure she must have watched Inside Out.
You'll absolutely have some relatable... There's a relatability to that where you're like, okay.
And she's my little sister. She's like 54 or something. Mm-hmm. So, you know.
She's a baby.
She's just a baby. She's going through some stuff now as a young lady. So number five was Minions. Number four is Trolls Band Together. And that's at, I've heard you raving about that.
I love the Trolls movies.
7+ billion.
Mm-hmm.
And they are being specific. Was Minions just named Minions? Or maybe they're just talking about that movie and not all the Minions.
I believe they made them their own movie. But I don't know. Yeah. I've watched those.
Because there was a just straight Trolls.
Yes, the first movie was called Trolls.
Was there a second and then this one? Or is this okay, so they're specifically saying Trolls Band Together. So I'm thinking it's just this one.
And that's the one where Justin's character, Branch... was the baby boy in a boy band like Michael Jackson would have banned, you know what I mean? And yes. then they band together and save
Trolls band together.
Uh-huh.
7.44 billion minutes. Red One, out of nowhere. Red One is the terrible movie from The Rock and J.K. Simmons and the one that got panned. That one was streamed 8 billion minutes worth on Prime Video. And that just came out.
Yeah, that was a Christmas.
I know. I looked it up and went, I'm like, that got universally panned. I'm sure Prime Video was like, yeah, we're psyched about it. I don't know. Let's see. Over on Netflix, number two is Super Mario Brothers Movie, 11 billion minutes of streaming. And number one on Disney Plus is...
I don't know.
What's the one you stream all the time? You sing it songs. You're always telling me it's the best one. You hated the second one.
I don't know.
It's Moana.
Oh, Moana. I didn't hate the second one. I just didn't feel like the music of the second one lived up to the music of the first one.
And as it turned out, it was done by someone completely different.
Mm-hmm.
Let's see here. Anybody care factor on Tom Green? Nope. Anybody?
I enjoyed him. I don't know what he does. Is he...
He has three greenlit projects on Prime Video, one of which debuts today, one of which came out next week, and another one that's coming up. He's got a, today I think is the stand-up special. Hang on. They say Prime Video become a green space, as in Tom Green. Mm. So he has got a stand-up special, a feature documentary, which he directed, and an unscripted series about his life on a 100-acre farm in Ontario, Canada, which I think he lives on this farm with his parents. This is the Tom Green documentary is the title of that, and that's been out since the 24th. It traces his early life and the start of his comedy career in Canada, his rise to stardom on MTV. He was big in the 90s and 2000s.
Very.
And several controversies.
He married Drew Barrymore, for goodness sakes.
Yeah. He has returned to Canada. He now lives on a farm, and his current living situation is the subject of this unscripted show, Tom Green Country. And that premieres the 31st. I think that's Friday. Today is Tom Green. I Got a Mule. That's the name of his stand-up special that he taped on his recent North American tour. He directed all three projects. So if you are were like, you know that Tom Green, I feel like I could use a little more of him. Well, it seems that you need to get Amazon Prime. Do you have thoughts on him? I see that you look...
No, I feel like he just went off the rails there towards the end. Like he was just not great.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Off the rails as in like
just the stuff he was doing. Yeah, just the stuff he was doing seemed real, it just wasn't funny anymore.
Well, like, I definitely think I do think he had a thing, and I think that unfortunately, and this happened to who's the skinny guy that was doing the Kardashian, and then he did the singer. Oh God, and he's on SNL. Young guy.
Pete Davidson.
There's another guy who they gain success and they are funny, but as soon as they're asked to do every single thing all the time, every day, they just get stretched too thin and they definitely don't have any more material. And now they're just showing up for the check. And I think that happened to him. And I definitely watched Pete Davidson do like a New Year's special and was all, not one joke, dude.
Oh, man.
Like you just showed up and you're here in body and that's supposed to be enough.
So, apparently.
But I get it though. If you're getting booked too much and you don't have new material and you're also banging all the hot starlets, where's the time to write?
Yeah.
So maybe that happened.
Or maybe
to Tom
you don't
Green.
Know how to write.
Or maybe he ran out. I don't know.
Well, I just read that his show ended because of his diagnosis of testicular cancer. So I guess that happened and then.
Then he moved to a farm to recover from that.
Yeah.
Well, look, he's back in a big way. Honestly, there's the stand-up specials today. The documentary's already out. And this Friday, Tom Green Country. It's an unscripted show.
I'm interested in him enough to watch that.
Huh.
Like, I wouldn't mind seeing, like, what happened. Like, where have you been? Because, he did kind of just disappear.
He did.
Yeah. So I'll watch it. I love documentaries, so I'll watch the documentary.
I also think that happened to Kevin Hart. Like, he's a guy who is and can be funny. But for a minute there, he was so overhired and overhyped and put on too many things. And you go, showing up isn't enough, dude.
Yeah.
Like, just simply.
To me, he had this minute where I was like, that guy's amazing.
Yeah.
And now I'm like, I need to choke that guy out. Mm. Enough of that guy.
Yeah, I think he's.
I haven't seen him for a while, so maybe I'd be like, oh, that guy.
I think he's coming back now, but he was absolutely overextended.
I was watching him on, like, some celebrity high roller poker game, and I just was like, somebody elbow him in the nose.
Mm.
Like, shut up already, dude.
Mm.
And I guess I'll leave you with the Emily Ratajkowski thing. So I'll put it up on the Sarah and Vinny Facebook page. This chick continues to just be the hottest thing on two wheels. Like, she put up just so many pictures. It's her kids in some of these pictures. She's clearly on vacation. There's a close-up of her mouth. I mean, this chick,
she's got it.
Whatever it is, she has it.
Mm-hmm.
She got more of it than a lot of people.
I love her Instagram is a fun follow, gentlemen.
I you know what? I don't follow her probably because it would be too distracting.
Oh, there's some food. She ate some food, turns out. There she is hanging out on both sides of her bathing suit with weird lip line going on. Mm. Anyway, she's having a good time. Looks like she's in Brazil. Okay, Emily Ratajkowski, thirst trap. All right, what's coming up in the news, Ben?
People who don't watch TV say they do these things instead.
Oh.
So it's a new year, 2025, and you're thinking, how am I going to make this year different? How am I going to build something for myself? But where do I start? Shopify is how you're going to make it happen, and here's how. Shopify makes it simple to create your brand, open for business, and get your first sale. The best time to start your new business is right now. Get your store up and running easily with thousands of customizable templates, no coding or design skills required. All you need to do is drag and drop. Their powerful social media tools let you connect all your channels and create shoppable posts and help you sell everywhere people scroll. What happens if you don't act now? Will you regret it? What if someone beats you to the idea? Don't kick yourself when you hear this again in a year because you
didn't do anything now. With Shopify, your first sale is closer than you think. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast to start selling with Shopify today. Shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
Yeah, sure thing.
Hey, you sold that car yet?
Yeah, sold it to Carvana.
Oh, I thought you were selling to that guy.
The guy who wanted to pay me in foreign currency, no interest over 36 months? Yeah, no. Carvana gave me an offer in minutes, picked it up, and paid me on the spot. It was so convenient.
Just like that?
Yeah.
No hassle?
None.
That is super convenient.
Sell your car to Carvana and swap hassle for convenience. Pickup fees may apply.
Hey, I'm Ben Stiller.
I'm Adam Scott.
And we make a TV show called Severance. Severance is back for season 2 on Apple TV+.
Before the premiere, Ben and I are going to be binging season 1 and putting out daily recaps. And after that, we're going to keep going as we recap every episode of season 2.
The Severance podcast with Ben Stiller and Adam Scott is presented by State Farm. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
Listen and follow now on Apple Podcasts, the Odyssey app, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Do you believe you were wrongfully terminated for speaking up against your employer? Wilshire Law Firm isn't afraid to go up against corporate giants and will protect you every step of the way. Get justice and feel safe. Call the experts at Wilshire Law Firm at 1-800-800-3333.
The new year is here, and it's the perfect time to kickstart your meditation practice. The Morning Meditation for Women podcast has short, daily guided meditations that will help you start your day with intention and focus, and make it so easy to get you into the habit. Imagine feeling so much more calm and confident in 2025. Follow and listen to Morning Meditation for Women on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Oh, my God.
You're waking up with Sarah and Vinny.
Oh, look at that.
Alice at
97.3.
Alice at 97.3. Sarah and Vinny, Alice's morning show. Check out the Alice 973 Instagram and see pics from the show and get links to our personal profiles.
What's up, everyone? This Alice report is brought to you by the Odyssey app. It's free, awesome, and where Sarah and Vinny live.
Hello.
Download the free Odyssey app for all things audio and listen live to Alice at 97.3 all day. You're going to love it.
So good.
Here's what's happening. So the sun is coming up as we broadcast from downtown San Francisco. And while most of you should see sunshine today, we've got some clouds overhead. The high will be 60 today. And rain and snow is in the forecast Friday through into Wednesday of next week. But right now, clouds. See that?
I see some sun, but yeah, it looks like it's peeking through.
Mm-hmm. Anyway, there you go. Oh, by the way, I mentioned my boy Diego, who's actually just a family friend that I watched grow up. He cuts hair at Premium Cuts Barbershop. I can't recommend him. I haven't had a haircut in 30 years.
In what town?
But I love the kid. Oh, I don't know. Got to be San Jose. He's a South Bay kid.
Okay.
Anyway.
Somewhere in San Jose, there's a barbershop with a 19-year-old who would love to shape you up.
I love that kid. I have no idea how he is at hair, though.
I see.
Again, with me not having any, I haven't had a haircut in...
I was thinking about getting a new hairdresser.
You were?
Yeah. Thinking about it. Just something I can walk to near my house, you know? Just keep it...
What do you do now?
Keep it simple. I just cut it.
You lived in the same place for like 100 years.
Yeah,
I've
been through, a few of them.
Oh, all right.
You know, but then I get desperate and I'm like,
Are you desperate right now? I mean, your hair looks good. What's the problem?
I don't know. I feel like it needs a shape up.
Okay.
But I don't want to jump through a bunch of hoops to do it.
Well, you make an appointment and then you go in.
It's not. It just feels so difficult.
There's really no hoops. Yeah. Like that's as easy as making a dentist appointment.
Mm.
You just make it and then you show up at the, you know,
appointed time.
Uh-huh.
Because it's an appointment.
Right.
Yeah.
You of all people.
What about me?
It just sounds like you're making something so easy so much more difficult.
Well, it's a rub, you know? I mean, I can do it for free at home. Or I could have it look good, you know?
I think you can swing it. A haircut.
Yeah. It's not just the money. It's the time. Come on. Let's move on.
You hear yourself? Is that it?
I have things to do.
Okay.
Things to do.
Uh-huh. Sure, my shows to watch.
Yeah, shows to watch, books to read.
Someone asked people who don't watch TV, how do you spend your time? You don't watch TV. What do you do? Don't drink, don't smoke.
What do you do?
Never mind. It's a song from the 80s kids. Inside. What is that called? Goody Two Shoes, right?
Goody Two.
Adamant, everyone. Never mind. You don't need to know.
You should know, though.
I did love those early Adam and the Ants albums. Mm. And then that was like him without the ants, and he just became Adamant.
He was adamant.
Mm-hmm. People who don't watch TV, how do you spend your time? Here are the top responses. Number one is reading.
Oh, I thought it was going to be working.
This is probably the top response, which suggests that many people feel like they have to choose between watching TV and reading. Time is tight. You do have to choose.
Yeah.
Gaming.
Oh, right.
Among
yes.
younger people, it's mostly online games. And among older adults, it's a lot of board games, card games, and mobile games. Scrolling social media and apps. Mm. That is depressing that you... And I can't say I've never gone into just a flipping... Wow, did I just kill 5 minutes? But 5 minutes is... I don't know how you kill an hour. I guess TikTok is built for that, right?
Yeah, I guess.
I mean, I can only like my friend's stuff on Instagram so much before I'm now seeing stuff I've never followed and wouldn't want to follow, and these are all ads. Bye.
Yep.
So, but scrolling social media and apps comes in at number three on the things people do instead of watching TV. Home improvement projects and working on their property comes in at number four.
That must include gardening and stuff. There's always something. There's, you know, the joys of home ownership. Let's get up there and clean those gutters. I'd really rather watch TV. Yeah, but this has to get done.
Hobbies comes in at number five on the list of what people who don't watch TV say they do. This includes home studio stuff like woodworking, metalwork, fixing things, crafts, painting, and other artwork.
That all sounds good.
I like to keep taking guitar lessons because it helps keep me in a practice mode. It keeps giving me projects to work on.
A reason to not watch TV.
So
and to...
I might have, you know, figured out a song, or I might have gone, I'm too busy for that right now. I'll just put it aside. But since I have a lesson that I've paid for, it keeps me in that.
Yes.
And that's why I know my wife likes to run races, and it's part of that running marathon prep is it keeps her active.
And it gives her a goal.
Yes, exactly.
It is good to have a goal.
Mm-hmm. People who don't watch TV say they do these things instead. Things to relax and de-stress, like knitting, crochet, and jigsaw, which I also think comes in under hobbies, but all right.
Yeah. Jigsaw feels, it's very meditative. It's screwing my back and neck up, but I love a jigsaw puzzle.
Screwing your back and neck up.
I because of the hovering stance that you take as you reach over a large table, it's just really racking me up. And but I can't stop. I love it.
Walking, exercising, and working out at the gym.
Oh, yeah. That's
playing sports with friends or with organized groups. I like when I meet an older, like a grown up, not an older person, but just a grown-up of any age, and they say, I'm in a soccer club, or I'm in a, insert whatever.
I play pickleball.
Mm-hmm. I think that's neat.
Right.
Again, with the being sort of signed up for something, too, it keeps you...
Right. You got to go. You've got an obligation you need to meet.
Right.
You've decided to be on that team.
Like John does...
Softball. Yeah, he's in a little golf thing now, too.
It's fun.
For him, yeah.
Yeah. Spending time with significant others and kids?
Yeah, it's overrated.
High on the list for some of us. I'm in that window hard right now. Absolutely.
That's a solid choice you're making.
I agree. Mm. I agree. Podcasts, listening to the radio and music, both.
Oh, yes. Radio.
Listening to music. Oh, and playing an instrument. So that comes down the list. I didn't realize that wouldn't have come in under hobbies. But
yeah,
yes.
I was going to say there's a, well, I mean, they're breaking it down.
Sleeping. Okay.
Well, a lot of times I turn on the TV and immediately fall asleep.
Yeah,
so
there's
that.
That
could be it. I'm doing that instead of watching.
Someone said, I just watched The Wall. There is something to just sitting calmly. I don't know about watching The Wall. I know that's a term we use jokingly.
Is that something they're saying they actually are doing? I'll just sit there and it is there. If you've got something to think about that isn't going to like really bum you out or boil your blood or make you feel all aggro or sad or scared, then okay. There, you got a problem to work out or something? Fine. Look at a wall.
There are definitely times where, and many would say, oh, Vin, on your drive home, don't you? Yes, sometimes I do. But driving is also, you're not completely letting go.
Unoccupied, right.
It definitely consumes me in terms of.
You are doing something.
Speed, where I'm going, you what that be. Guy's doing. Where's so you're busy. And yeah. There are times when I will get home and I just don't want to talk. And I don't want to watch anything. I just want to sit for a minute. Mm. So I guess that's watching The Wall. Someone said virtual travel through the power of Google Maps, Google Earth, and YouTube.
That can be really fun. And my son does that a lot. He'll be like, oh, look at these videos I found. This guy just walks through Seoul, South Korea, you know, whatever town it is.
Oh.
And then you go, oh, let's look at that. Or, oh, this guy's, you know, hosts something somewhere else. And we liked him. It's funny. It's like a weird thing. I guess that's kind of watching TV, though. He does put it up on the TV.
Ah. This is Berkeley?
Mm. He did all kinds of weird stuff.
And,
but it's fun. It's fun to be exposed to it, I guess.
Also on the list, sex makes the list. At the bottom.
Okay, well, we've killed 5 minutes. What else
I mean,
do?
That's there are hobbyists that do that more actively than others. Mm.
Well, they've got all kinds of equipment at their house and definitely rooms full of items that might be of use.
I definitely can't speak for all the heteros, but many of us aren't getting nearly as much as that as we'd like. Mm. And even still, if I were getting as much as I'd like, it's still not going to fill a whole week's worth of work or spare time.
Yes. Well, maybe you could spend the rest of the time just thinking about it.
I do that already.
I was going to say, that's right.
Highly,
I don't need to suggest
that
to you.
Very active with that. I do that a lot more than I do that, if you know what I mean.
I've heard boys think about that a lot.
So much more than you'll ever know.
Phew.
If you're someone who thinks Starbucks has lost its cozy, welcoming coffee house vibe, Starbucks agrees.
Oh,
they're making some changes to turn back the clock and make the experience cool and fun again and less corpo.
Oh, well, good luck.
Weirdly, they've really figured out a way to make kids want to go in there because both my daughters will say, can we go to Starbucks? And I think that's ridiculous. And
I want a sweet shake with whipped cream on it and sprinkles and pink and blue. It looks like a thing of cotton candy.
They have stuff for kids.
They sure do.
And they've figured out how to get the kids in there. Anyway, they're going back to handwriting customers' names on their cups with Sharpies.
Did that go away?
It did. I think they started doing it at the register.
Yeah, the little
put your name
receipt.
On
receipt. Yeah, mm-hmm. Receipt goes on the cup.
Hmm.
So, and they're bringing back the milk and sugar stations, which were removed during the height of the pandemic.
Ah.
They previously said they wanted people to hang out inside Starbucks again, so they were going to be, They previously said they wanted people to hang out in Starbucks again, so they were going to be more strict about booting people who were not paying customers. So those people who just show up to
enjoy
like,
the
work
AC
today,
or heat
or you know panhandle inside the place. To go along with that, they're going to use ceramic cups inside the store again.
Oh.
And offer everyone free refills on some for here orders.
Oh.
So previously they say that perk had become reserved for members of the loyalty program. And I get it. All companies are looking for a way to get you more actively involved in their services, whatever they might be.
Right.
But at some point, you do want to just be there because you like it.
Yeah. Not because I feel like, well, I'm going to, if I don't keep my streak going, I'm not going to get my free coffee at the end of next week.
Well, I gave him my social security number, so I'm really invested here.
Right. I need to just be here.
Right.
Mm. Once they get your social, I mean, they own you, so.
Sure.
You know.
Florida man makes the news.
Oh.
Oh,
Always. Is it on the
always.
Daily? Right.
A Florida man in his 40s just landed himself in a medical journal after his crazy diet turned his hands, feet, and elbows orange.
Is this the Cheetos diet?
They diagnosed him with something called xanthalasma. That's it.
Xanthalasma. Turns all your extremities orange.
When your cholesterol gets so high, fat starts building up under your skin. It causes yellow or orange deposits, usually around your eyes, but it can happen anywhere on your body. So what was he eating? He told them he'd been following an extreme carnivore diet for 8 months and that he was only eating hamburger meat, cheese, and full sticks of butter.
Oh my God. Was he skinny with all this?
He told them he'd lost some weight and was feeling really good, but when they checked his cholesterol, it was over 1,000.
Oh.
Anything above 200 is considered bad, and he was over 1,000 for being on the carnivore diet for 8 months.
Oh my God. Oh my God. And he'd had buildup of fat deposits.
Turned orange.
Ew.
Our text number is 800-400-3697. Here's a few of the things that you guys had to say. Richard, 408 Odyssey. Me and the dog sit and do nothing at the park. No music, no looking at the phone. Just sit and zone out and enjoy singing birds in the view for several minutes or more. That's
nice.
Great for the relaxing mind.
Mm.
Yeah,
nice.
One of the things about surfing, as much as I love it, and I've been doing it since I'm a little boy, and when it's good, it's great exercise. There are lots of time, though, when you show up and you will sit for 20 minutes.
Just be out there.
And I just take in the sight and take in the animals around me.
Feel the feelings.
Mm-hmm, all the stuff.
Mm.
I'd rather be active.
Right.
But at least I'm in the water and that's what you do. You just take it in.
Be in nature.
You're part of it.
Right.
I used a jigsaw puzzle app on my iPad. It gives you a free puzzle every day and you can set the difficulty.
Oh.
You can also get free coins as you play to use to buy puzzle packs. Never need to spend your own money. It's great, says 707.
Wow. That seems so...
Jigsaw puzzle app on your iPad. Huh. It seems great, actually.
I don't know. There's something about... I don't know. Does it have enough puzzle pieces? Or is it just like the size of the screen? I don't know. That's interesting. My mom does jigsaw puzzles on her iPad. I'll ask her.
Ellie, you're listening.
Ellie?
Hello.
Text me, Elle.
From yesterday's podcast, visually, Timmy Chalamet is not Vinny's guy, but if he saw a few interview clips, I think you'd find he is your guy.
Oh.
I like him. He was great in Wonka.
Yeah.
He's fine. Watching Sarah frop all over
him. You're not
him,
hot for him.
I'm not hot for him.
I mean, I get that you get a little jealous when I think someone's cute. You know.
Adamant is 70 years old.
Oh my God, really?
Well. Yeah.
I mean, of course he is, right? I just figured we caught up with him.
Prince Charming.
And he's our age.
You guys, you know that? Prince Charming?
I do not.
Stand and deliver. No?
No?
No.
Nothing.
No.
Mm-mm.
Oh, you guys really didn't listen to him.
I think I only know
Goody Goody Two Shoes.
I will now. Jeez.
Ant music? You don't know Ant music.
I don't.
Ant music.
Take it easy, Ben. It's just like the kid who thinks everybody knows Brenda.
Who's Brenda?
What? You don't know Brenda?
I don't.
What are you talking about? You gotta know Brenda.
The Tom Green doc is great, says 415.
Oh.
I might watch
that's been out since the 24th. Today, the stand-up thing. If you like Tom Green, suddenly Amazon was like, yes, we're all in on Tom Green. And I guess starting this Friday is some unscripted reality show about him on his farm. He's got a mule.
510 says, Flo's animation is far superior than Inside Out 2 and The Wild Robot. And y'all are confused as to why it won Best Animation? LOL. Jorge in Newark.
Thanks, Jorge. we're looking for a story.
No, I haven't seen it yet, but the story is part of it for sure. Like, you want to watch.
Yeah. I'll watch something that's line drawn if I can relate to the story, get into the story. I mean, and frankly, the animation for the Pixar movies is freaking amazing.
Yeah.
I mean, I'm not going to, I would never.
Feels like real life.
Yeah.
What's coming up in the trash,
Jorge's
Sarah?
Obviously like a connoisseur. Oh, and like, there, we don't know.
Listen, there's a reason why it won.
Yes.
Okay.
Absolutely. Or someone greased some palms over at the very greasable Golden Globes Palms Awards. Madonna is now a stand-up comedian. Oh. Is she funny, though?
What?
Wake up! Thank you. With Sarah and Vinny.
Ding, 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 ding.
Alice at 97.3.